The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. The famous group of United Nations guerrilla experts, organized by Jungle Jim and known as Bradley's Raiders, faces an uncertain future. A bitter skirmish on a Japanese-held island cost them many irreplaceable men. They also found a glamorous castaway on the island. The popular movie star Jane Lauren had sought refuge there when the plane carrying her USO troop was shot. Ordered to accompany Jane Lauren back to this country, Jim and his remaining raiders are now at an army camp near Hollywood. In a visitor's lounge, Jim discusses the group's future with Sing Lee and Jane Lauren in no uncertain terms.
Well, we haven't any choice. Those are our orders, and that's that. Oh, but by thunder, I don't have to like it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. It's all my fault.
Excuse, Jane. Very wrong of you. What the stars have ordained, time will bring to pass.
Oh, can you imagine? Trying to make movie actors out of us.
And the unwelcome thought inspires great desire for a hole to hide in.
Now, you're right, Sing. Even a foxhole. What's that old crack about a silk purse and a sow's ear?
Oh, it won't be as bad as that, Jim.
Oh, it won't, huh? You wait, you'll see.
Well, you'll only be playing yourselves, after all.
Well, how can we be ourselves all smeared up with grease paint? With cameras clicking away at us. And saying things that some dopey writer thought up.
Try to put straitjacket on your understandable annoyance, Jim. As you say, we have no choice.
Yes, I know. Now, don't get me wrong, Jane. I think it's swell they're basing a big picture on what you've done.
On what you fellows have done for me, you mean?
Oh, no. You actors have done a whale of a job. Bob Hope, Joey Brown, Jack Benny, Bing Crosby, you yourself.
Listen, Jim, what we've done is pure velvet compared to what those men of ours are doing.
No matter how small the house, Jane, its room has its usefulness. This is also true of people.
But tell me, why don't they get some experienced actors to play our parts?
They want the picture to be as authentic as possible, Jim.
Oh. Well, guess they know what they're doing. It's a cinch we won't once those cameras begin.
You have told Kolo Angmek?
Sure. I told them all.
What did they say?
Well, it's a good thing you weren't there, Jane. No lady should hear the language they used.
Oh, when does the unavoidable ordeal begin?
Well, as soon as the studio can get a script on paper, Sing.
Oh, they're working night and day on it. I'm having a conference with the director this afternoon.
You'll like him, Jim. He's a good Joe.
Yeah. He sounded like it on the phone.
Say, can you give me a lift into Hollywood?
Oh, sure thing, Jim.
I'm on duty at the canteen this evening.
The Hollywood canteen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say, that's one place I'd like to see.
You never will with those glory bars on your shoulder, Captain.
Yes, I know. It's one of the disadvantages of being an officer.
May see Mac and Punchy there, Jane.
Oh, swell. I'll look for them. Isn't Kolo with them?
Mm-mm, not Kolo. He'd rather spend his liberty at the rifle range.
Kolo remains convinced that a bullet is less deadly than the tenderest of girls.
Sergeant Ryan reporting, sir.
At ease, Sergeant.
Yes, sir. The colonel's compliments, sir, and I have a car waiting.
Righto. Well, Jane, you ready?
Wait, my pocketbook.
Oh, here you are. Goodbye for now, Jane. Good luck to you, Jim.
Oh, no. No, you don't, Sing. We've been in hot water together too many times for you to back out on me now.
But I have no interest
in... Neither have I, but I've got to do it. Now, come on.
Very well. I am a victim of my own friendly regard.
Where's the car, Sergeant?
Right here at the door, sir.
All right. After you, Jim.
Fire, attention!
Okay.
Why, anything wrong, Sergeant?
No, sir. I wouldn't exactly... No, sir, there's nothing wrong.
Oh, but it's a crying shame. The help they send you these days, eh, Sarge?
Go ahead, Sing.
You sit in the middle.
What part of New England do you come from, soldier?
Boston, ma'am. Boston, Massachusetts. The Athens of the West. The city of culture, codfish...
Watching your lip, Porky.
Why, yes, sir. Very good, sir. I knows me place.
Your place will be in the doghouse again if you don't watch it.
Sergeant, we'll let Miss Lauren off at the Hollywood canteen.
Yes, sir. Let's go, Parker.
All right. Oh, is it going to be too windy for you, Jane? We could put the top up.
No, it's more fun this way. My hair will be all right with this bandana.
How do we stand for time, Sarge?
We got plenty of it. Take it easy.
How long do you think we'll be? I'm up for liberty at sunset.
We'll be as long as it takes the captain.
Now, don't you worry, Parker. The less time it takes me, the better I'll like it.
Swell.
Hey, what's your language?
Thank you, sir.
Watch it. Now, slow down for the sentry at the exit gate.
You have the pass, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. It's right here. Now, Sergeant Ryan, sentry. Squadron Captain Bradley's party in a special detail. Here's a pass.
Right.
Okay, Parker.
Check.
Yours is a country of many beauties, Jim.
Well, that's one of the things that has in common with China, Sing. Whatever your favorite scenery is, you can find it somewhere in both our countries.
Believe me, I'm going to see China when this war is over.
Parts of it will bear Japanese scars for a long time, Jim. Your fortunate country has avoided that so far.
Right, Sing. And we're going to keep our eyes and ears open to keep on avoiding it, too.
Parker!
Hey, where's the fire?
Didn't I tell you we had plenty of time? Slow down.
I know what I'm doing.
You're landing yourself right back in the guardhouse.
Please don't go so fast.
I am sorry, ma'am.
You'll be even sorrier if you don't do as the sergeant says.
Come on, Parker, cut it out. Slow down.
Don't speak English, Sarge.
Harakahari. Child of Satan, are you trying to kill us?
Not me, but somebody's trying to do something to us. Look behind you. We're being followed.
The official car goes plummeting toward Hollywood. And Jungle Jim can't tell whether he's faced with a simple case of insubordination or with some unforeseen new danger. We'll see what happens in just a moment. Right now, I want to remind you that the best part of Sunday morning is the feeling it gives you that time stands still for a while. On Sunday morning, we can all sit back and relax, let our imaginations run wild, do a little daydreaming. And that's where the Comic Weekly comes in. You'll find page after page in brilliant full color of events and people who live in an exciting dream world. That's why the Comic Weekly makes Sunday morning adventure time. That's why 15 million readers wouldn't miss a single issue. And that's why the Sunday papers that distribute the Comic Weekly are the leading Sunday papers from coast to coast. 15 of these great Sunday papers take the Comic Weekly to readers all over the country. One of them serves this city. So ask for that Sunday paper every week. When you see the figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, you're looking at America's favorite funnies. Now back to the speeding staff car and Jungle Jim.
Isn't the way to Hollywood?
No, ma'am. I'm cutting through the hills toward Mulholland Drive.
But why?
I want to get that monkey behind us on that winding road.
All you're doing is getting yourself in another jam, Parker.
Hang on, Sarge. Bump's coming.
Jim, I think he's crazy.
Yes, and so is whoever assigned him to drive us.
Yeah, I could. With great pleasure, crack his empty skull, Jim.
Better not, though, mister. We're doing nearly 70.
Got the whole thing figured out, haven't you?
Nope, but that car was waiting for us when we left the camp. I picked him up in the rearview mirror as soon as we hit the road.
Well, what if they were?
Shall I take the wheel away from him, Captain?
Oh, it's too risky at this speed.
And then dropping back a little. I expect to know that we're wise to him.
Well, speak for yourself, Junior. Thing to do is stop and see what's on their minds. Of course, that's only my opinion, and I'm only the officer in charge.
Sorry, Captain. You're too apt to spray us with lead before we could start talking.
You've been seeing too many spy pictures.
No, ma'am. He spent so much time in the guardhouse, he can't stay away from it.
Oh, in the guardhouse, eh?
Yeah, he's got a weakness for the place. Haven't you, Parker?
Well, at least you meet a much better class of people there, Sergeant.
What a pity that youth should be wasted on one so unworthy of Sam.
Look, I know what I'm doing, Confucius.
Careful, Parker. Don't make it worse for yourself than it already is.
That car's way back there now. They're not following anybody.
They're trying to play it cozy. It's okay now. Here's Mulholland.
Oh, this road winds like a lazy serpent.
Now, there's one particular turn I'm heading for.
This is no road to play tricks on, Parker. One slip and we'll all be over the cliff.
There won't be any slip, sir. I've had experience driving racing cars.
Yeah? But you ain't on no speedway now, though.
Our little playmates back there don't agree with you, Sarge. Let them burn up the road.
If you're so sure they're after us, why don't they start shooting?
They won't have to, sir. If they can crowd us off the road, that's what they're figuring on.
You're going to feel pretty silly when this is over.
Somebody is, ma'am. That's a fact. Okay. Here's the place I've been heading for.
Phew. We finally stopped, and I'm still in one piece.
What do you think you're doing?
Now we can use the car as a roadblock.
Oh, for... let me out of here.
Yes, ma'am. We'd all better get out.
Right. Private Parker, you're under arrest.
Anything you say, Sergeant. We get back against that hill here out of sight. Here they come.
Come on, Singh. We'll flag them down and see what this is all about.
Sir, if you're wise, you won't let them see you.
James right. That youngster's insane.
Do not be too sure, Jim. He may be mistaken, but he is perfectly sincere.
We'll soon see. Here they come.
Hey! Hey there!
Jim! Jim! Get back! Jump!
Good Lord! He crashed over the cliff.
He nearly ran you down.
I guess he didn't see me. Oh, Sergeant, Parker, let's get down there.
Yes, sir. Come on, Parker.
I'm coming, too.
No, Jane. There's bound to be trouble over this. You get to a phone and call the police. We'll try to keep your name out of it as much as we can.
They can't blame you, Jim.
Why not? I was in charge.
Jim speaks the truth, Jane.
Well, I... all right. I'll call the police, but I'm coming back. I'll use the phone in the first house I come to.
This way, Singh. That's it. Careful. Watch your footing now. This hill is steep.
Yeah. I can manage.
Over this way. Well, at least that car didn't catch fire. How's it look, Sergeant?
Not so good, Captain.
Sergeant, I think we better call.
You've done enough thinking for one day, Parker.
Three of them. Yeah, there were three of them in that car.
Are they still alive, Sergeant?
No, sir. Looks to me like they was killed right off. There were three men in that car, and they're all dead.
We ought to find out who they are, search the wreck, and go through their pockets.
We'll let the police do that.
The police?
Sure. You had your fun, didn't you? You had to play games. Well, the game's over now, Parker, and thanks to you, we'll all have to face a civil charge of manslaughter, if not murder.